Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment.
Are you actually singing along with this?
All I can breathe is your life.
Holy hell, this is very emo for Curtis.
Sooner or later, it's
been a tumultuous week for you?
Oh, great week. Great, great.
As much as I enjoy...
Wait. Oh, come on! Here we go. Here's the big line.
Well, I appreciate that song speaks to you. Things are not broken yet. Playoffs are about to begin.
When everything feels like the movies, sometimes you bleed just to know you're alive.
It's playoffs. It's time to bleed. Two rivalry series here, Curtis. Heat, Celtics. We had Jaylen Brown and Duncan Robinson, that dink, armbar, regular season. We had the groin shot from Bam Adebayo to Kristaps Porzingis, right in the Porzingis.
Oof.
Not nice. So this is going to get ugly. And then you got the Bruins and the Leafs. Come on. Original six rivalry.
And the Ukraine aid package might pass.
And the big rig is in. According to tonight, the line combinations Maroon. At the morning skate, Maroon is in with Boquist and Beecher on your fourth line.
He's going to be like Michael Scott before the 5K run to cure rabies. He's going to have fettuccine alfredo to carb load pregame.
Now, I got some scary news for you regarding the Celtics series.
Scary.
Mm-hmm. According to a source from Ira Winderman.
Ooh, he's a Miami. Is a Florida Sun Sentinel or Miami Herald?
He is Sun Sentinel. Nice job.
Thank you.
Terry Rozier is a week away from being cleared to return from his neck spasms. That would be no sooner than Game 3 against Boston, if then. However, next Saturday is Game 3 in Miami.
Ken, you could have done a much better job.
Scary Terry Rozier could come back and turn this series.
You could have said ominous news for the Celtics as Scary Terry.
Not be so obvious with it.
Yeah. Anyway, the Celtics win in 5. If it goes 6, they should really do a lap.
So you think Heat get blown out?
Totally.
Despite their control, their manipulation over the last couple years of Spoelstra's brilliance, Celtics' blunders, they've owned this series.
You know who Spo reminds me of in the absence of LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Bosh? He's like Billy Bean. He's always there, but he doesn't win anything. Like, he's this guy that gets praised because he's a brilliant coach. Getting to the finals last year was almost a miracle given the imbalance of those two rosters talent-wise. But he hasn't won a title without the best team.
Quick aside from the Billy Beane reference, does Elliott Wolf look like Jonah Hill to you?
No.
In a weird way. I couldn't get that out of my head watching his press conference this week. Young Jonah Hill.
I'll give it another look.
Give it another look. Go ahead. Sorry.
Jonah Hill was great in Moneyball. But much best performance would be Superbad. Not Superbad. Is that what it is? Yeah, Superbad.
Good.
Anyway, we should just do a show entirely on the 90s. Goo Goo Dolls, yeah, Superbad, yeah, yeah, and Stump the Schwab. I am old. So I suppose
think,
a good coach.
And you think the Leafs are going to win this series, by the way.
Definitely.
Not to bury the lead.
The Leafs will win, and Jack will not be able to say the Leafs are mulch again as the Bruins march on and Jack bids adieu.
Wow, that would be a terrible way for Jack to go out. That would be the tragic ending.
Yeah, I hope Jack has a great retirement, and that's got to be incredibly scary. I mean, I can only imagine to have something wrong.
What are the odds on that series, Joe? Joe B. Bruins have home ice. They're probably favored.
I think that I saw something. They're minus 170.
Okay, that's a pretty heavy favorite.
But not so that big. I mean,
that's what I mean. Like, if you're just – you look at these two teams from the 10,000-foot view.
Yeah, I like to say the ninth floor.
Leafs, yeah. Star power in the Leafs, by far the edge.
Right. I would feel better if Linus Ullmark was a king. I know that sounds crazy, and I know I'm not, you know, Captain Barry Melrose here, but just to offer my two cents, I believe that the goalie conundrum that has been the elixir for the team in the regular season will be its demise in the postseason.
Bruins series odds minus 120.
Oh wow. Okay.
That's much tighter.
That's like a pick'em.
That's accurate. This is a pick'em.
The over-under is 5.5 games in the series.
Yeah, this goes six. I take the over. And I like the Bruins, but it'll be tough. And
do you think Bruins fans in general, maybe I'm missing the mark, do you think that they tanked to get this team?
They did. It appears that way.
Why?
They took Wiggy's advice.
I know. I mean,
because the Florida Panthers are really good.
One thing you have to understand is Wiggy's advice only works for Wiggy. Everybody else, it doesn't work.
I like the fact that Tampa and Florida will beat up on each other. That gives you a better chance in round two.
Do you think Maroon will be heavy with the puck?
I don't know what to expect from Maroon. I don't think he'll play much. Eight minutes, something like that.
But you agree that the entire way in which Monty and every other coach in the NHL that has the privilege to still play will be coaching differently than they did in the regular season.
Yeah, they're going to adjust their goalie rotation. It'll be somewhat of a rotation. Do you think it matters who starts game one?
I would start Swayman. Sophia, I can never pronounce her last name.
Yerkshtevich.
Did a great job with the Greg Hill Show yesterday. If you missed that and you want to get ready for the game prior to 8 o'clock tonight, check out that interview with the Greg Hill Show podcast zone. She was phenomenal. She thinks it's Ullmark, and she said it's her guess. But whenever I hear someone working for Nesson say that, I mean, they have more information than I do. But I would really start Swayman. Get him into game one. He didn't start the series last year. He came in late. I would love to see the future have an opportunity to grab this job and, you know, start off the playoffs right. That would be where I would play Swayman throughout, barring injury. I know you wouldn't, but that's
where
I
start. Well, their stats are almost even for the whole year. If you go the whole year view, Swayman 2.53 goals against average, Ullmark 2.58.
And wasn't Swayman better against the Leafs? Is that correct?
He played most of those games, yeah.
So, I mean, who knows? I mean, how many times have I played the Leafs? Three, four times?
Four times.
So, not exactly a huge, sample size, but don't you think that this just becomes the story every game unless they just, blow them out?
So it becomes a story if they win and they pull the goalie. That's a big story. If they lose and make a goalie change, it's not a story, or a very, very minor one. You're going to the other guy. They won't tell you whether it's planned or not, right? They're playing this very close to the vest. So
why?
I don't really know. I guess that's kind of the NHL way. You try to keep something for the other team. It doesn't seem to have much of an impact to me.
How would you prepare for the game differently based on the goalie?
I mean, I guess the other team has tendencies. They'll, they'll know. But they'll know those about both guys. It's not like they're going to be, it's going to be a mystery. It's going to be one or the other. So it is kind of strange. But you think they've planned it out the whole series? Because I don't think that's the case.
No.
They've told the goalies who's playing tonight.
We should reset that razor cut because he put it pretty well. So where he talked about, I think it was yesterday with Gresham Fourier, and Razor believes that it will not be a straight-up rotation, but that both goalies will play in round one. And I think he's right, but I also believe that if the Bruins are able to advance, by the time we start round two, there will be a goalie.
There'll be
that
a guy
is the goalie
that emerges. That could be. Here's what Razor said yesterday with Gresham Fourier.
There will not be. I do not believe that there will be a goalie that plays game one, game three, game five, and game seven. I do not see a strict rotation. It sounds impossible to do to me. We'll probably see both goaltenders. I think we'll see all four goaltenders in the first 3.5 games of this series. I think both goalies and both coaches are going to go to the other guy at some point. I just don't see it being one-on, one-off for the Bruins. I'm not like it has been in the regular season. It's just there's so many circumstances that don't allow that to happen.
Do you agree with if that's the way it plays out, are you fine with that, or are you going to be crushing Montgomery if it doesn't go well?
Montgomery is leaving himself wide open. No matter what he does, there will be people that criticize him. And it's not an easy position to be in. I just would begin the series with a guy and say, it's yours. And should something change, whatever, you make a new decision. But I feel like having every goalie every night basically playing for their job on top of the existing pressure to play and perform at that position at this time of year in the NHL is incredibly difficult. And I think it compounds the pressure in a way that is not beneficial to anybody.
A little deep in the weeds, but the power play, the Bruins power play, may decide this series.
Not great.
They have not been great lately. According to our Scott McLaughlin from today so far at the skate over at Warrior Ice here in Brighton, McAvoy and Marchand are on the second power play unit. They're going to evenly split up two units. The big rig Maroon is on power play unit one, right in the middle, right in front of the crease. Shattenkirk, Pasta, Heinen, Zacha, Maroon, your top power play.
So work with me here. You're the hockey buff. He won't tell you the goalie plan, but he's telling you the power play lines?
Well, this always, you know, you can't hide that at these skates.
Why?
They should close it to the media.
Why
though?
Couldn't you hide it? You could put everybody together and have people guess. Like, why?
Well, they actually have to practice and try to, it's their dress rehearsal for the game tonight, so they're going to put out the lineup that's actually going to play.
Okay, it's just to me, then it's like, what's the point
Wait
of all
till
the
speculation when we get the first goalie off the ice. It's going to be tremendous. We have breaking news sounder for that. Can we do that, Joe, when we get the last goalie?
All right, who are you betting?
Tonight, I think you're right. I think it's Linus. They're going to...
Oh, I said swimming.
Oh, well, I'm going with Sophia. She says Linus, I'm saying Linus. They're going to defer to the veteran guy.
I would start Swayman. I guess you're right. We agree. I would start Swayman. They'll probably start Linus.
And then if Swayman gets in and doesn't lose, he won't come out. So maybe Linus loses tonight. Swayman goes in for game two Monday, and then he just keeps winning and you keep rolling.
So you think Linus only gets one shot?
Well, if he loses, yes.
One opportunity.
One and done. Quick hook.
We need an M&M rejoin.
What do you think? 617-779-7937. What should the Bruins do with the goaltender situation? Do you agree with Curtis that the Leafs are a big problem and the Heat are no problem? Because Curtis has that series going quickly, despite the Terry Rozier news this morning.
Yeah, the Celtics will win that, and if I had to bet, it'll go five or fewer.
All right, Eddie Olczyk coming up at 11:45 here now, ready to trend, I think, if he gets off the phone. What's your official prediction on the six? Leafs and six?
I have the Leafs in six.
Okay. Joe B., you got some predictions for these series?
They close it out in Toronto.
Oh, boy.
Never been to Toronto.
Oh, great place.
Really?
Yes. No, traffic's horrible. Who do you got, Joe?
I will go with the Bs in seven.
Bs in seven? How about Celtics?
I will go with the Celtics in five.
Bang!
Homer. Homerville. Here's Joe B. with more on the news.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, man's opinion. You don't have to like it, but live with it. The run towards the Stanley Cup begins tonight for the Bruins as they play game one of their first round series with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Coach Jim Montgomery still has not revealed who will start at goalie for the Bees, while Toronto coach Sheldon Keefe says it's a possibility that Maple Leafs forward William Nylander is in the lineup. Puck drop from TD Garden is set for 8 o'clock. Red Sox easily defeat the Pirates in game one of their series from Pittsburgh, 8-1. Sox have four home runs from Willie Abreu and Tristan Casas that were in the first inning. Rob Refsnyder and Sedan Rafaela. Brian Bello got the win in his best start of the season, allowing one hit and striking out seven over six innings. Game two of the three-game set will take place this afternoon. Hall of Famer Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call from PNC Park at 4:05 on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Cutter Crawford will get the start for the Sox, opposite Mitch Keller for the Bucks. Joe Weil will get everything started with the Mass Mutual pregame show at 3:05. Mass Mutual Insurance Planning Investments. Celtics now know their playoff fate as the Heat defeated the Bulls 112-91, setting up an Eastern Conference Finals rematch in the first round between Miami and Boston. Game 1 from TD Garden will tip off tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. In the Western Conference, the Pelicans eliminated the Kings 105-98 to advance to the playoffs. They'll be the 8th seed and take on the top-seeded Oklahoma City Thunder in the first round. And the Revolution hit the road to face Toronto FC tonight at 7:30. The Revs sit at the bottom of the Eastern Conference with 4 points at 1 win, 1 draw, and 5 losses. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That'll set the tone for the playoffs. Begin tonight, 8 p.m. Garden is the site. Bruins were 24-11-6 at home this year. Celtics were 37-4 at the Garden this year. Can't lose the home ice, home court advantage, right? Got to win the night.
And I know we had a big controversy with the morning show with the Masters ratings, but I haven't seen a single rating for the Celtics. Have you?
Can you do some reporting on this? You're so obsessed with the ratings. You need to find these out. Well, find a source and get the television ratings.
Well, in our field, every 3 months, people are obsessed about the ratings at this place.
Well, right.
Why don't we know?
Do some digging. I don't know.
But who
That's
do
your
I
job.
Know?
That's your, I don't know. Find somebody. You're a reporter.
I'm not.
Used to be a real gumshoe.
I really am.
Let's get to the calls. I will mention this from Darren Dreger, TSN. William Nylander's availability tonight for the Leafs remains uncertain. Believed he felt something on the off day. Likely a tweak, but not something he was playing with. Questionable for game one. Could be a red herring, though. Different. These, can't trust these Leafs.
No.
Can't trust these Canadians.
Who's the coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Sheldon Keefe.
Sheldon Keefe. He loves a good power play.
Yeah. Either power play?
I don't know who Sheldon Keefe is. I wouldn't know him if he was in a lineup.
Do you know Rich from Springfield?
Jesse's girl.
He is Jesse's girl. Hi, Rich.
Hey, thanks for my call, gentlemen.
Yep.
I think Shine mentioned the morning show. Just so you know, I'm listening on 105.5, your sister station.
Love it.
I know Shine mentioned last week that he'd rather see the Maple Leafs instead of the Tampa Bay Lightnings. I don't think Shine knows anything about hockey, but I'm just saying. I mean, I'd rather play the Lightning all day if I were the Bruins than playing the one of the most high-powered offense, even though Kucherov is the highest point leader for the Lightning. Anyway, I don't know. I don't understand Montgomery's reaction to not letting anybody know who's going to start in goal, because if you look at the statistics between Ullmark and Swayman, they're essentially the exact same. Save percentage, goals against average, the exact same. So for me, I don't have an issue with rotating the goalies in this after looking at the stats.
Well, we have one goalie who's got the mind of a Joe. Do you have that clip? Well, they're wired differently, so it matters in terms of their mentality. And I don't know where Joe went, but I thought he had the goldfish clip ready, but so much for that.
I have the mind of a goldfish.
Yeah, so
it's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
How can you not go with that guy for game one?
Yeah,
no pressure at all.
What about
and if you
what
pull
about
him,
the
he doesn't
issue?
Care. He's got a mind of a goldfish.
What about the issue with the Euros not winning in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
The Euros?
Yeah.
Oh, the traditional
European, like it's they have struggled.
What are the stats on that?
I don't know. I just remember growing up knowing that stat.
Jim Montgomery was just asked who will start game one. His quote, one of the guys wearing pads.
Okay, I have no faith in him. Okay. Like, what an absolute Nimrod. Like, what is that answer? Like, you know what the issue with Bill Belichick is? Is that he existed and other people heard him and they're like, oh, I can do that. In order to do the Belichick, you have to devote your life to not giving a rat's ass what people say about you. You have to be obsessed about having non-personal relationships. You have to be reared in a way at Annapolis where you follow like Bill Belichick is one of one. Everybody else tries to be like cute and they sound like an absolute moron.
You're down on Montgomery, huh?
Well, we're what? We're 8.5 hours away from puck drop.
Yep.
And he's doing one of the guys in pads. Hey, Monty.
Well, his team knows. He's just doing it to the media. Keeping the Leafs in the dark.
But we know the first guy that gets off the ice in 5 minutes will be starting.
No, they came off the ice. I texted McLaughlin, a reporter. Any indication of which goalie starts? No.
So stupid. So
they must have brought him off together. So much for that breaking news.
You were the one who was just telling me.
I thought that usually there's a...
How many years have you covered hockey?
Well, this is a sign that they're doing something different that we haven't seen before. This
I want to look at revolutionary... I want to call your references. Did you really cover hockey?
Many, many years.
You do have the perfect appetite for it.
Let's go to...
did you ever sit with Edzo in the cafeteria you did with Phil Sims?
I covered Edzo when he coached the Penguins. Let's go to Danny and Quincy.
Well, you know, I'm calling because of that call that I called earlier, and a guy's not there to defend himself. But for him to equate some guy making, you know, widgets in a factory getting fired, and then his boss is the new boss is calling out for references is absolutely ridiculous. That's a pure Belichick hater right there. Right there. First of all, blank new Belichick's resume post Tom Brady. It was all there for everyone to see.
Right.
And Kraft was the one that called blank. Am I right or wrong on that?
That is the story that says that, yes.
Okay. So this Kraft deliberately went out and tried to put the kibosh on Belichick. To compare him to every Johnny Schmedlack going out and trying to get a job and the guy's calling for references is ridiculous. That's just pure Belichick hatred right there. I hope you're listening there, caller.
Danny, how down on Kraft are you after this whole thing?
I've been down on Kraft since day... Who was telling you from day one that Kraft was in charge of spending? And Curtis is admitting it now, but I was calling... He's a friggin' sleazebag right off the bat. Crafty Bob, that's Al from Everett's invention. And I've been trying to... I keep forgetting to mention this, too. It's no coincidence that docudrama, the Dynasty 2, because the first one was with Joan Collins, okay? That piece of crap Dynasty came out right after the Kansas City Chiefs won their Super Bowl because they were talking Dynasty themselves and Kraft tried to steal the spotlight from them. That could have come out that documentary could have come out any time. You put it out right after the Super Bowl.
You know what, Danny? So you can gather yourself here for a second. I had tweeted, so we, when the docuseries was released and we got the advanced copy, everybody kept saying, how could they have done this and aired it when Bill Belichick was still here? And I found out, just searching it, that the first teaser video, the 30-second minute-long thing where Danny Amendola said, we worked for Bill, we played for Tom, that whole thing. And Robert Kraft says, I did everything I could to keep it together. That was released the Tuesday after the loss in Germany. And I'm sorry, I know Paul Prillo, nice guy. People have said I was wrong, that I'm just searching for things here. But, Danny, I believe completely that Robert Kraft greenlit this after the game in Germany when he decided to fire Bill Belichick when they had the no-punt return or the embarrassment of all that, the loss of the Colts. So, I think you are speaking truth this morning.
Oh, listen. I mean, it was the first thing that came to my mind. It was the first thing that came to my mind. I'm like, he's trying to take all the spotlight away from Kansas City. But I mean, that's
well, I think at that point it was already, I mean, I'm not trying
to. I agree with you, but they still, the determination as to when it was going to be released was yet to be determined. He could have released it during the summer,
but
right?
Bill had to know he was out midseason too. He probably was shopping for jobs. Yeah.
But these interviews were conducted for this Apple series last summer.
You're right. Maybe two summers.
I mean, for anybody to go out of his way to go out. I mean, can you imagine if Belichick did that to one of his coaches? Like, said, you know, put a preemptive call to. I don't know. But that guy pissed me off earlier on the show, and I was out running in the rain. So I'm like, I got to call in before they get off.
Danny, who do you want? You want Linus or Sway tonight? Who's your goalie?
Well, listen. I can't remember which game it was when they were platooning last year. The perfect time, was it Allmark that gave up the overtime goal behind the net?
Which game?
In one of the series.
Last year?
He gave away the puck, and they lost in overtime. That would have been the perfect time to go with the other guy there. I think that you stick with the platoon. But then he completely changed it. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying platoon. That is totally revolutionary. Platoon, like you give somebody game 1, 3, 5, and 7?
I think he was talking about the movie.
Oh, that was a great movie. Let's go to David in the car on the goalie situation. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking the call, as always. So a couple of things I want to touch on. But the first one is, you know, with all due respect, you know, before I get to my point about the game tonight and what Montgomery said, you know, callers need to respect other callers. You know, when people call in, calling out other callers, that's very disrespectful.
Right.
Everybody has a right to their opinion.
Right.
You know, everybody has a right to call in with their opinion. We may not agree. We may not like it, but it's their opinion. Everyone has a right to their opinion, and we need to respect that.
Thank
so
you, David.
Danny needs to chill out.
Thank you.
And I know you guys can't say that because it's, you know, on your job, it's hard to make comments like that. But I will say it. Danny needs to calm down. On Montgomery's, you know, situation today, you know, I know we compare him to Belichick by making comments like that, but in a way, I understand why, because, you know, it's nobody's business who's going to start today. I know he's trying to maybe come across like a Belichick, and we make comments and we laugh about it. But he is right, though. Whose business is it to know who the starters are? If you want to know, there's two ways to know. You either go to the game or you turn on the tube or whatever it is you're going to watch it on.
Hey, David, can I ask you a question? I want to ask you this while you're still here. Not living, just on the line. Why do you think Montgomery's trying to be coy like this?
I think because he knows his job is going to be on the line. I really do.
But do you think that he knows, David, right now? Does Monty know who's starting tonight?
I think so.
So then, what does he gain by playing this game?
Quiets the noise.
No, this. What are you talking about? Makes it louder.
You just said it. You just said it, Ken. He quiets the noise, and at the same time, you know, the opposite team doesn't really know, because you do make plays at the last minute. I mean, you know, that happens in sports. Depending who's starting, it changes your mindset and what your plans are for the game. If it changes. If you know way ahead of time, I should say.
Right. I mean, that's just hockey tradition. We'll ask Eddie Olczyk about that.
Hockey tradition? You just told me that we would know why this first skater off the ice.
Well, that's true. I guess we don't normally do know the goalie. That's usually not kept close to the vest. But there are usually line combinations.
Okay, let me make this as clean as possible. He, Monty acting this way, is setting up for a massive bullseye on his ass to get out of his job.
Why? If he named Swayman, you'd be like, why isn't Linus in
No,
there?
I'd say, there it is. Swayman's starting. Boom.
All right. Well, I don't mind this. We'll see what Edzo does.
So you were just saying they were going to do it, and you had no issue with it. Now they're not doing it, and you think it's the right call.
I'm a simp. Like, it doesn't matter who plays tonight, and it's fine that he doesn't announce it.
Can we replace Ken and get the honk out of here?
Bruins leaves tonight at 8. Looking forward to it.
Remember how mad Mark Madden got because I said he was a honk? He, like, banned? Like, isn't that just a benign thing to say? Doesn't he? Like,
he's an admitted Penguins song. So, by the way, it is. Colin was right, David, or I don't know, it was Danny. Allmark gave it away. Game 5 overtime behind the net. Bad attempted wraparound. Kachuk scores in front of the net. Misplay by Linus. Yes, right. So Monty should have pulled him there. Didn't do it.
If Marchand buries that breakaway shot the before breakaway. The buzzer goes. Do the Bruins win the Stanley Cup?
Right.
I think if they got past the Panthers last year, they win it all.
Who's your Cup favorite this year?
Oh, I go Vegas back-to-back.
Really?
Yep.
Whoa.
Bruce Cassidy brings both Stanley Cups back and just takes his pants off.
That's not outrageous. They've not had a great year, but they still are capable.
According to an NHL player poll, best home ice advantage in the sport
I'm going
is
Dallas.
In Vegas.
Everything's coming up Dallas. Belichick's going to end up in Dallas. Stars title.
Kevin was on Dallas.
What do you think of Roope Hintz?
Roope Hintz?
Yep.
I will not even venture to guess what that is.
All right, let's break early so we can get Eddie on. Eddie Olczyk, who was over watching practice this morning. And he's on the call tonight with Kenny Albert and Brian Boucher on the TNT TBS crew. Of course, Jack and Nesson will have the call tonight as well. You got your choice, national or local.
Yep.
We'll talk to the national perspective coming up next. There you go, Curtis, your 420 mood. Set the stage for the weekend. Bruins playoffs tonight, Celtics matinee tomorrow. Not to mention your Red Sox, a couple more in Pittsburgh after a convincing 8-1 final right last night, right? Plus the Revs, don't get the Revs. Big weekend in sports, and then the draft 5 days away. We'll talk to Eddie Olczyk here in a moment.
When was the last time the Red Sox had a starting pitcher 25 or under who had 3 wins by April 20th?
I know. That's good. Do you know the answer to that?
No idea. Maybe Aaron Seeley? I mean, how old was Buchholz when he...
You know what's going to happen here?
John Lester.
If Bayo and Hauk continue this, and they've had the rest of the rotation fall apart, and they waste this on not having depth or defense, it's going to be frustrating. Because they, you know, I don't think they're anywhere close to Baltimore talent-wise, but you mentioned the numbers of the minor leaguers. They could call up Meyer at some point. I mean, you have some reserves that if... half the year goes well, maybe you do think about calling up Meyer and Teal. You could have a competitive team here, maybe a surprise playoff team.
Yeah, I mean, but you're looking at maybe 2007, John Lester, or I'm sorry, 2008, John Lester won 15 games.
Homegrown pitching talent.
So, I mean, that is as tough to find as possible. And, you know, it'll be, it's so frustrating in knowing that there were people out there that they could have signed that would have given them the longer leash to overcome injuries, and it's just, you know, and the way in which the front office continues to speak to the fans is infuriating, but, you know, hopefully there's a chance to find our way out.
Yep, with some playoff success, which will start here this week. Also, Seth Wickersham, a guest earlier in the program. If you missed that, go back on the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, and you can always save WEI as a favorite there and listen wherever you go. That was a pretty interesting behind-the-scenes chat with Seth.
And new information about Tom Brady. Nobody has been more plugged in with Tom Brady than Seth Wickersham. He didn't know of anybody asking Brady about their thoughts on Belichick, which means that Brady was complimentary because we would have found out otherwise. He expects Belichick to be at Brady Night June 12th, and he does not believe Tom Brady would come out of retirement if I'm sorry, he doesn't believe he'll come out of retirement, but if Brock Purdy is injured, he thinks he becomes a San Francisco 49er.
Which means he'll have to train and be ready to go at a moment's notice, if that's true.
I mean, he looks...
What would the reaction here be if Brady comes back as a Niner?
I think if he could be a Mahomes slayer, it would be okay. Like, as I think everybody here was rooting against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl anyway. So, I initially...
What do you make of his whole thing, his throwing New England out there on that podcast?
Is that just
Brady Day is coming up and he knows he's got to play nice until 6-12?
Right. Well, I mean, he's a Patriot for as long as anybody talks about football.
But honestly, if this team is as bad as we think they're going to be, I wouldn't blame him for not coming here.
No, it doesn't
make
sense
this year.
But, I mean, could you imagine that if you had once again, the Chiefs are on the, you know, because that's been the, despite the 10-year break, Brady and the Patriots stopped the Greatest Show on Turf from becoming a dynasty. They stopped the Legion of Boom from becoming a dynasty. And Brady delayed the Chiefs dynasty twice. And so you're going to be, I mean, I really believe that I know I'm a Brady honk, and rightfully so. If you're not a Brady honk, I would ask what the hell's wrong with your life. But The video he did with whatever that god-awful barbershop, it's just so embarrassing. It's so pathetic.
Well, I said that. I said it was sad like last week, and you were mad at me. And no. But then you came around to admit.
No, it's sad that his life is just lonely. It looks sad. But when he brought up Jordan, that is a guy that is thinking about it. And, you know, if the reason he stopped was his ex-wife, then why not give it another try? And
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in an NFL team, but I don't know if, I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
I mean, that is a guy that, and to me, it's only because of Mahomes. That's the only reason. There was a great story we talked about a year or two ago when Wright Thompson did this sit down long read with Joe Montana and his family about how losing the GOAT mantle has ruined the final stages of his life, that he's become sullen and depressed and rooting against Tom, and that nobody believes or understands how great I was. And I think that there is a part of Tom that is fearful of that happening with Mahomes, rightfully so.
Now, so Brady Day is going to happen. He's not going to take questions, right? It's just going to be sort of like a retrospective, this is your life, Tom Brady sort of thing. Or do you think he'll do any kind of media there where he will fan the flames on this? Because some people are buying in that this has a shot. Didn't you even say that this week? There is a shot. Brady unretires.
Oh, yeah. But what they're honoring for him for is with the Patriots. So, I mean, that chapter in that book is closed.
No chance.
I don't know. Maybe Patriots fans think because the defense is that good and, you know, I mean, Brady's been great, but now that he has a chance to be taught by Alex Van Pelt on offense, I mean, they can really learn a couple things. But if he comes back, it's to win a Super Bowl because he's only back to beat Mahomes, and I don't think they win a Super Bowl here.
All right, 617-779-7937. Got to say, there's a chance we don't get Eddie Olczyk.
It's all right, you know, swing and a miss. Eddie O, I mean, it's
a
game
day. He must
be
busy. He must be talking to the coaches.
Where do you think the Turner people stay? The Ritz?
Oh, you think that top end? They probably do. Lead analysts for the NHL and TNT and TBS, they probably got some
It is
cash.
Weird, like, when the NBC team comes in for Sunday Night Football Night in America, they stay at the Four Seasons, but all the meetings and everything, like, Collinsworth stays downtown. Is that normal? I guess. You don't want to stay at Patriot Place.
Well, exactly. I see the Yankees, by the way, are honoring John Sterling today. It was quite a week of departures for media members. John Sterling, Mike Gorman, Jack Edwards, so maybe this is appropriate. This is a series to watch Jack in his final go-around and not tune into the national guys.
The amount of time I spent in my life in this business searching through Yankees broadcasts
right,
for John Sterling home run calls is it's probably days. And the one cut I will never remember, I never forget, when the Big Show got the audio of John Sterling and Susan Waldman reacting to Roger Clemens being back in George's box.
Oh, yeah, Susan.
The single, I mean, I don't know where that would be saved. If you find that, Joe, we should play that in honor of John Sterling's career. But a total and complete caricature, but that's what they love. He was there, Tommy, for the Yankees. And, that's about it. I mean, I didn't find his calls really accurate.
What'd you think of Jack? What's your lasting thoughts on Jack's
I said this on the show. I'm... Dale Arnold is the best voice of hockey in my lifetime in Boston.
I heard you say that. I didn't experience it firsthand, really.
Dale is a brilliant hockey analyst and brilliant at play-by-play for the Bruins. I love Dale doing play-by-play. I found Jack just wasn't my cup of tea. Obviously, he had a great and long career, and I hope he's able to, you know, enjoy his retirement and these health issues subside.
Let's get Johnny and the Cape in before we depart here. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Good. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Happy Saturday, ready for the playoffs. So my opinion on the goaltenders, I'm going back to when we beat the Canucks in the Stanley Cup. Tim Thomas stood in his head, and we had Thordy. They dressed him, and that changed the whole performance of the Bruins. But my opinion is Allmark is the right guy to go to because he becomes a third defenseman. He handles the puck better than Swayman. They're both great goaltenders, but you need that edge on a stronger arm. What I mean by that is being able to move the puck around the boards, get it out of the zone. And I think that Allmark offers you that. And he may have made a mistake against Florida losing that puck behind the net. But if you watch all season long, he does have stronger hands
What do you think, Johnny? What do you think of Montgomery saying one of the guys in pads plays tonight, playing at coy with the media?
You know what? That's not good. You know, by now you should have a decision. It's very simple. You go with your heart and your soul. I'm playing Allmark. I'm playing Swam. You just make the decision. Don't play games with your players. Don't play with their minds. Because unless he's already told them, or he's playing with the media, which I hate, you know who you're playing. You know right now. You knew yesterday.
We have breaking news from Brian. Oh, sorry. That is from our skate pod. Something you birthed, Ken Laird.
No, it was DJ Bean who birthed that.
DJ's the dad. Oh, I don't know.
Is this fake breaking news?
I didn't say. What are you doing?
You said it was breaking news. What's Joe supposed to do?
I will always say if we have legitimate breaking news. But it is his breaking news. Tongue in cheek. But Allmark is wearing the third jersey shell. Meanwhile, Swayman appears to be in regular black. Goalies tend to wear what they're wearing in the game that day.
Ooh.
So maybe Swayman tonight. That's his.
Oh, well, that's breaking news. That's good. Who said that?
Brian DeFelice from the skate pod.
Wow. All right. Good job, Brian. So that's the first little hint of he's saying Swayman tonight.
That's
possibly
what he said. I mean, he's not reporting it. He's just theorizing.
A little observation?
Yep. Observational humor.
I like it. All right, Brian. Good job.
So I would like that decision. I would be Team Monty there. Hmm. And
who gets the game winner tonight? Your pick to click.
You know what?
Pasta?
Somerville Zone. Coyle.
Okay. All right, Coyle. Maybe Jake DeBrusque, Leafs killer. Jake D.
DeBrusque will avenge the Cassidy Cup with a big playoff run.
Maybe the big rig, Pat Maroon, power play goal.
Well,
right in front. It'll be a great crowd tonight. There's no doubt of that. This series will have great crowds on both ends.
Do you think Maroon was disappointed when he went into the room with pasta and he didn't know that it was?
I think he is. Rob Bradford's got you next. He's got Baseball Isn't Boring.
Baseball is Bayo.
And then we'll lead into Sox and Bucks. Buckos, that is. Later this afternoon.
Leafs win tonight 3-2.
Oh, jeez.
Celtics win tomorrow 110-91.
Okay. Split weekend. Talk to you about it on Monday on the Greg Hill Show. Curtis will. Joe B., good job. Bradford next. See you.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.